Well, we do have a winner. There was about 70 tries. Most of them were right. If your phone number ends in 4542, you are the winner. Email your address you want the tickets to info@rosieonthehouse.com. But I got one comment. Did we make fun of Northerners? I don't know the answer, but please be kind to us Northerners. Otherwise, we're left to cheer for the Minnesota Twins.
I'm a Twins fan, and it's brutal this time of year right now. We're 1-9. We finally won a game last week. That's what they're saying.
Was that you that texted?
I didn't complain, but I'm with that guy.
So we have winners for the two tickets to the Cardinals playing the Diamondbacks, April 25th. Great seats with a parking pass. If your phone number ends in...
I just logged out. 4542.
4542?
Yep.
You need to get back in touch with us?
And I sent a text to that phone number, just in case it came through as an unrecognizable number from us and they deleted it, email info@rosieonthehouse.com and they can. We'll send them.
Well, we have literally had every single segment of today's show packed with information, and so we can't end the show without packing the last segment with some incredibly pertinent and timely information. For those of you that sit within the SRP power utility franchise, if you're supplied by SRP, you possibly have been living under the assumption that solar power can't work for you. I'd like to introduce y'all to Dan King from Harmon Solar. And Dan, we may have had a little breakthrough here.
Hey, Rosie, how are you guys doing today?
Super fantastic.
Well, that's great.
So, SRP, I think at one time you were getting, 50 requests a month. The rate change went into effect, and you got maybe 5 a year?
Yeah, their solar adoption in the SRP service territory definitely cut back to probably, I'd say, less than 5% of what it was prior to them making the rate change.
All right. So a lot of homeowners within the SRP power provision area lost heart and have even quit hoping or inquiring about solar. Well, now that can change.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We have a solution that we're super excited about. It's a combination of solar in conjunction with a demand management device that basically controls primarily the air conditioner, making sure that it doesn't stay on too long during the peak times to avoid the demand charge, because that's the main component that drives the higher energy bill with that new rate. So we control the demand. We add solar to allow the customers to be able to use their air conditioner farther into the afternoon hours during the summertime. It's a beautiful pairing between renewable energy and controlling the demand. And we're seeing customers save up 30-40% on their energy bill.
That's fantastic. So you're coupling, harvesting the solar power through your PV panels. You're marrying that to an energy management computer. Mm-hmm. And then you're asking the homeowner to consider some modest lifestyle changes with their thermostat and basically super cool your house. But you really don't have to super cool with solar panels like we have to if we don't have solar panels. That's the advantage this brings to those homeowners.
Exactly. The new solar rate that they have, the cost per kilowatt hour between on-peak and off-peak ranges from like 3 to 6 cents. It's almost free energy. So all we have to do is get that window from 1 to, I believe, 8 o'clock is when they run the on-peak, and that's the only time you hit that demand, so they only measure it during that 7-hour time frame, 8-hour time frame. And as long as we can keep that demand below a certain level, you're buying energy for, between solar and the cost of energy from SRP, you're averaging probably around a nickel a kilowatt-hour.
You add that up over the course of the year, you're talking about some serious savings.
Huge savings, because a typical SRP customer right now under a normal rate plan is probably averaging around 11 or 12 cents.
Over twice that price.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right. Well, Dan, y'all have cracked the code in part. And if anyone in the SRP area that hasn't been calling wants to call, who would they call and what could they expect?
One more little caveat: the rate, the savings is really only for those customers, at least as we've figured out so far. If you're consuming more than 20,000 kilowatt hours annually, we can offer pretty significant savings. You start dipping below that, and it doesn't really offer the same return. So we're starting off really focusing the attention on those consumers above 20,000. And as crazy as it is, the more you consume, the higher the savings that you can get. So, but as far as getting in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Two ways, harmonsolar.com. Just go to our website, harmonsolar.com. About halfway down the homepage on the right-hand side, there's a button that says free quote, get a free quote. Just push that, fill out your information, make sure you put SRP as your utility and the referral source, or heard about it through Rosie, so that we know how to track you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. King. We are signing off. We'll get
the phone number.
1-800-281-3189.
Fantastic. Dan, thanks a million. We appreciate it. So there you go, folks. We're restoring hope where there was none.
We're signing off, but Sanderson is still open for the till 2. Well, they're open till 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. The event goes till 2.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.